in defense of the doctrine Mary Corredemptrix. As announced, Mary is now the target for those who combat the Catholic faith taught by the true church, the Palmarian. Recently from Rome came an attack against the doctrine of Mary Corredemptrix. Having lost their guiding light on this earth, namely communion with the true Pope, today His Holiness Pope Peter III with see in El Palma de Troia, those of the deceased See of Rome have also lost their guiding light in heaven, namely the Most Holy Virgin Mary, so that their knowledge of the greatness, privileges and prerogatives of her who is the Mother of the Church, a title declared by St. Paul VI as Pope in the face of refusal by the Fathers of the Vatican II Conciliabulum, is darkening evermore, as likewise their knowledge of Catholic morals. Here are some of the many other Marian prerogatives defined in Palma: Mary Correparatrix, Divine Treasuress of all graces, Universal Mediatrix and Universal Dispensatrix in the dispensation of all graces. Here then is the dogmatic definition of Mary Corredemptrix taken from the second document from the firm hand of Pope St. Gregory XVII, the Very Great of 12 August 1978, no more than 6 days following his papal election directly by our Lord Jesus Christ, almost 50 years ago. We, with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, with that of Apostles St. Peter and St. Paul, and with our own, proclaim that the Most Holy Virgin Mary is Corredemptrix of humanity. She is associated in a most singular form with the salvific work of redemption. For the enlightenment of all, we manifest that the Virgin Mary, being conceived without sin, was obviously dispensed from distress, from suffering and sorrow and so forth. Nevertheless, the Virgin Mary lived her august life on earth amid innumerable sorrows. Reason itself clearly manifests to us that so much suffering would be contradictory for one who had nothing to purify. What can be clearly seen is that all the Virgin Mary's sufferings were to associate her to the sacrosanct passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in this way cooperate with Christ in the redemption of mankind. If anyone denies that Mary is Corredemptrix, let him be anathema. Here follows a dogmatic text from the Palmarian Councils which wonderfully expresses the doctrine of Mary Corredemptrix. While by divine decree Mary's action as priest and victim was absolutely necessary in the sacrifice of the cross, yet without the reparation and redemption made by Christ, the sacrifice of His Divine Mother, by itself alone, would have been unable to make reparation or redeem, even though her acts have infinite value without the need for Calvary. Nonetheless, together with Christ, the correparation and corredemption she made was real and true. That then is why Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great teaches that Mary's sacrifice on Calvary had no value without Christ. Yet the sacrifice of Mary was in such fashion indispensable that without it the sacrifice of Christ would have been incomplete, the Eternal Father having eternally decreed the need for her correparation and corredemption as Mother she is of Christ's mystical body, without which, the infinite graces of Calvary would not have been applied to humanity at any of the historic moments of the Church. Here there are four dogmatic conclusions. 1. The Most Holy Virgin Mary has the mission of Corredemptrix by divine decree. 2. Mary's mission as Corredemptrix is indispensable for the salvation of souls. 3. Mary's mission as Corredemptrix is necessary as Mother she is of Christ's mystical body. 4. Yet without Christ, Mary could neither make correparation to the Father nor corredeem men. As we know, the priest of the Palmarian Church here on earth has received a participation in the divinity, since by his words in the sacrament of penance, the sinner is forgiven his sins, and by his words at Holy Mass, the transubstantiation of bread into the most sacred body of Christ is effected. How then could Mary, Jesus' right hand in his public life, fail to have a participation in the divinity? Here then is the dogmatic definition from the Holy Palmarian Councils: the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the throat or neck of Christ's mystical body, rejoices in heaven in the full and definitive glorification of her divine soul, by virtue of the nuptials of the Lamb at the very instant of her creation, through her most singular espousal with the most divine soul of Christ, so that Mary possesses holiness, participation in the hypostatic union, in divine omnipotence, omnipresence and omniscience in the highest degree possible to a pure creature. At the nuptials of the Lamb, which come after Christ's second coming, all the saved will receive those same gifts in the degree corresponding to them. Hence Mary has traditionally received the title, suppliant omnipotence, and her power of intercession is incalculable, since all that she requests is granted at that same moment. Here is a delightful message of our Lord Jesus Christ of the 15th of February 1980, and so my mother ties my hands, I can do nothing, because she gives the orders. She truly reigns. She demonstrated that at the wedding in Cana and demonstrates it continually, and will demonstrate it better still in the future. Then you will see that it is she who rules. I can do practically nothing. Hence Mary's true devotees are not damned. Naturally, response to grace is always understood. Hear the following extract from The Greatness of Mary, composed and commented by His Holiness Pope Peter III, let us understand the immense humility of the Son of God and His uttermost gratitude, and on the other hand the great obligation of honoring parents, which comes first after the honor that is due to God, and how well the Virgin fulfilled her role of mother. And so the Son of God feels so obliged that he can never be grateful to nor honor her sufficiently, and, not being content with the honor he showed her in life, upon leaving this world he left all his faithful as a substitute for his love and reverence, so that in all his members he might honor his mother, since he wants us to be her children, because we take his place, and the obligation that he wants us to fulfill towards her is that of children. He looked upon Mary as one to whom he owed an infinite good, since from her he had received his human life and being, and likewise as one who was the cause of his human incarnate nature, because she voluntarily desired to engender him, so that in this way God had a similar obligation of gratitude to a virgin that creatures have to God. Here is the continuation of the same message of our Lord, she has tied my hands. I can do nothing. Naturally, because the Eternal Father so wishes, and because the Holy Ghost so disposes, and because I so choose. Do you see clearly that it is she who reigns? So then, turn to her. Turn to her. And thus will I be benevolent to you. For I deny nothing to my mother. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You should all have complete confidence that whatever my most holy mother asks of me, I grant. I never deny anything that my mother asks of me. Never. In the council document composed by Pope Saint Gregory the 17th, the Very Great, entitled Historical Review of All the Popes Who Have Shepherded Holy Church Founded by Our Lord Jesus Christ, 255 popes are stated to have been apostles of Mary's co-redemptive mission and of her universal co-mediation. Here we include a text from St. Louis Mary Grignion of Montfort in his book The Secret of Mary or Marian Slavery, in complete agreement with the doctrine of the Church. Absolute Lord of all, God could himself communicate directly what he only grants through Mary, but according to the order established by divine wisdom, God does not communicate to men in the order of grace except by means of Mary, universal mediatrix and dispensatrix of all graces, because all graces of salvation necessarily pass through her. In order to reach God and unite to him, it is indispensable to use the same instrument chosen by him to come down to us, become man and impart his graces to us. This is done by means of true devotion to the Most Holy Virgin Mary. These are further considerations which demonstrate that the Most Holy Virgin Mary is by every right and in all truth and with all rigor co-redemptrix of mankind. And all this doctrine is contained in the simple phrase of the Hail Mary, full of grace, for by this must be understood full thou art of all the privileges, gifts, excellences, mercies, prerogatives and graces which are possible in a pure creature. L. Palmer de Troyes, the 20th of January 2026.